get so bored with cucumbers all the time. But when you turn them into pickles, they're a whole lot more exciting, don't you think? I love pickles more than cucumbers. I love pickles.
My sentiments exactly.
We're all laughing over here. I don't know how you do it, Gary.
I've got a text question in that from a gentleman who wants to know on mesquite pods. It says all the ones he picks have little tiny holes in them. Is that okay to use for
Here is a quick in a nutshell. You always only ever, did I get it through clearly enough? Always only ever pick the mesquite beans off of the tree when they're dry, never off of the ground. Those little holes are this little bug that eggs get laid on the inside of the pod when it's really young, and that's the bug coming out. So, and usually that happens after the bean is off of the tree. So pick the beans off of the tree. You need to dehydrate them, dry them out, make sure that they snap so that they don't gum up the mill. And those bugs they'll show up occasionally, but when they're drilling out, they're coming out and going away. So
always only ever pick them off the tree. All right. Dehydrating and freezing. We'll talk more, I'm sure, next month
about the mesquites.
The mesquites.
Yeah. So dehydrating. Dehydrating is actually super simple. I dehydrate apples and apricots. Peaches, I don't really care for dehydrated peaches, but apples and apricots, I do a lot of those every year. What do you dehydrate, Kari?
I dehydrate all kinds of things, even peaches, though, but I turn them into fruit leather. Yeah, and I was going to go back to you, Romy. You said you had a great applesauce recipe.
Yeah.
If you make up that, or not applesauce, apple pie recipe. Mm-hmm. If you make that apple pie recipe and you puree it, and then you lay it on some parchment paper, spread it out nice and thin, and put it in your dehydrator, then you can make your own fruit leather out of that apple pie recipe. And believe me, it's delicious. When I make that for my family, it doesn't last more than a couple days. They just eat it up.
You know, you've reminded me about that before, and it's like, okay, I've got a few extra peaches this year. I'm going to make that out of peaches and out of apples this year.
Fruit leather. That's,
yeah.
And dehydrating, it's more than just slicing your fruit and leaving it out on the countertop to dry.
Right. So there's dehydrators you can buy. Okay, I admit I bought a $500 dehydrator. it's a big industrial dehydrator. It's just basically machine. The one I have has a heater and a fan in it. And, you know, you turn it on to a certain temperature, usually 135 or something like that, and turn it on. And then the fan blows that heat over the what's in the dehydrator. You can also make them solar dehydrators without fans and heaters. Just put them out in the sun. There are things that you can actually dehydrate without a dehydrator. Any ideas on that, Kari?
Yeah, herbs. Don't need a dehydrator in Arizona for herbs. I just bundle mine like in a bouquet. I put a rubber band around the stems and stick them upside down in a paper bag for a week or so. And then I just kind of crunch that paper bag and all those dried leaves fall off the stems, and I've got my dried herbs.
Hmm. Wow. When I have a truckload of oregano at the house, I'm going to make some dried oregano this year.
You know what we have is a rosemary.
Oh,
bush that
never ending. Yes. Well, and here's what I tell people this all the time. The easiest thing to grow and the most expensive thing to buy are herbs. Grow herbs.
Start with something that works very easily. That's the key to gardening, is have something that's easy and successful and rewarding. And you're right. Herbs, mint. We had the air conditioning guy, Chuck Knight, out earlier, and he fixed him a mint tea. He took that mint stem out, put it in his pocket, and took it home so he could use it again.
Nice. Nice. And then freezing is super easy. The peaches are, what I freeze most of is peaches and apricots. You pop them in half, take the pit out, stick them on a cookie tray in the freezer. They freeze overnight, take them out. I put them in gallon jars, and then I use them in, well, you could absolutely use them for fruit leather, and I use them in my green drinks and like that.
So after you freeze it and you put it in the jar, then you put the jar back in the freezer?
Jar back. Oh, yeah. Okay. Otherwise, it's going to turn into mush real quick.
That's it. So you lay them out on a sheet so they dry individually. Then you can put them in the jar.
Right. They freeze individually. That's correct. Yeah.
Got it. Well, my biggest takeaway today is I've got on record, Greg, spending $12,000 on a mesquite meat, $500 on a dehydrator. Next time I go to buy a kitchen gadget and man is looking over my shoulder, be like, hey, I'm not on an urban farm budget here. Don't worry.
Thanks, Kari. We may have lost her.
Kari Spencer, the Microfarm Project. Thank you. And Farmer Greg, urbanfarm.org.
Always love being here.
All the information you heard today.